We're doing the laws of kashrut. So, you have a pot that's on the fire, and it has meat cooking in it. So you have your chulent cooking, and some milk splatters on the pot of meat. Now this happens. This happens all the time. It happens with hot milk splattering, but we won't talk about hot milk splattering. We're going to talk about cold milk splattering. So you have a pot of chulent that's cooking, and some milk splatters on that pot. So remember, we said that the receiving item, tata, the lower object, gavar, overwhelms the upper object. So if the lower object is hot, so if the pot that the milk splattered on was hot, so then we say tato gavar. We say that the hot pot heated up the milk. And so then we assume that the pot absorbed from the milk, and there has to be 60 times the volume of the milk in the pot. Otherwise, we say everything became prohibited. So this happens in a worse scenario where people are frying. People will make pancakes on the same stovetop where they have their chulent cooking. People say, my chulent is Shabbos day, Friday night, I want to have blintzes. So they fry their blintzes, and when they finish frying their blintzes, they see oil stains all around their chulent pot because their blintzes that were frying, well, the oil splatters all over. So then they run into a problem because their chulent pot has dairy oil. I'm saying that's dairy from our end. That's you had your cheese blintzes frying there, and the oil that splattered there onto the meat pot. So you need 60 times the volume. That's a big problem. People don't realize it. You're not allowed to do this. I'm saying people should not allow their milk to splatter on their meat pots. We should not be frying on the stovetop dairy when we have meat there, or vice versa. Sometimes people are cooking something dairy, they're making hot cereal, and at the same time they want to be frying the lunch patties, hamburgers, whatever. So when you fry things, they splatter, and people forget that. And then they run into this question. Okay. What happens if inside the pot you have a lot of chulent? You're not worried. You see the splattering of the oil. You say, my chulent is kosher. I have 60 times the volume of the milk. However, you still have to kosher the pot because the pot absorbed dairy. It's a meat pot that absorbed dairy. So again, people don't realize how careful they have to be. People will very often fry dairy while they have meat cooking, and if they pay attention, they'd see that the dairy oil splattered all over their meat pot, and they have to kosher that pot. We're still going to discuss how we kosher pots. We're still going to have some classes on that as we approach Pesach, how we kosher our vessels. So if the milk would have spilled into the pot, so then if I would have had 60 times the volume of the milk, I could say the milk never hit the walls of the pot, it dissipated in the pot, and the pot is also kosher. But over here, what happened first? The milk splattered onto the pot. So the pot absorbed milk. I have a meat pot that absorbed dairy. So then I'm concerned that the walls of the pot have the dairy in them, and I end up having a meat and dairy pot mixed together. I have to kosher that pot. Now, Chazal gave us an interesting distinction here. Let's say I have a chulent pot that's half full. So then, if the milk splattered on the lower half of the pot, so then I say that right away you should pour out the contents, and ideally don't pour it out on the side that has the milk splattered on it. Because as much as possible, I don't want to absorb from the milk into the meat pot. So you should pour out. You'll tell me I have 60 times the volume. I have a little bit of oil, dairy oil, that's splattered on my pot. We would say, okay, you don't want a little bit of milk in your meat pot, right? So you pour it out on the other side. So imagine this is my pot cooking over here. It's half full. The lower half has some dairy oil splatter on it. I was making blintzes over here, cheese blintzes. Some of the oil splattered on this side. Then I would pour it out from this side, from the side that doesn't have dairy on it. I should pour it out into another pot. We pour it all out at once, right? Because you don't want a situation where you have a little bit left that's absorbing the dairy flavor in it. We pour it all out at once.
So if this dairy oil touches the outside of the pot, it doesn't matter.
I still have a problem because my pot is hot. What happens if the dairy splatters? Your pot is half filled with chulent, and you're drinking your coffee as you're stirring your chulent, and you put down your coffee cup, and a little bit splashes on the side of the pot, but above the place where the chulent is cooking. It splatters on the part of the pot that's empty. So,
is this related also to the cover of the pot?
We didn't get there yet. That's a good question. That's an excellent question. So we're going to pick up here. There are going to be a bunch of details. We'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow night. Okay, so this is where we're up to. If it's splattered on the higher part of the pot. Say that.